Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team opens up the 2014-15 season. They're getting ready to face Minnesota State Moorhead in the first matchup of the season in a game that just ended here. Prior to this, winners Upper Iowa defeating Fort Hays State, now the MIAA 86-83. I'm Matt Gwitter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, doesn't seem quite possible, but basketball season is here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and it's exciting. You know, both Bearcat teams in action tonight. Unfortunately, different locations. I'd like to be able to see them both, but you're right. These guys have been practicing the last couple of weeks, and really longer than that. But in terms of a team and their preseason workouts, they're ready to go. They've had a couple of scrimmages, and looks like we're going to see a little bit different look of the Bearcat team this year.
Speaking of the Northwest women's basketball team, they're playing in Wayne, Nebraska tonight as they face at Northern State. That game will tip off right around 8 o'clock. We'll have that on KXCV.org on the Internet. If you're looking for that this evening, that'll be on our Internet stream at KXCV.org. Here again, it's Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Moorhead. We'll talk more about this men's matchup when we come back on our pregame, sponsored by Hy-Vee, after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State Moorhead going through their pregame warmups. A year ago, Northwest Missouri State finished 24-9, made it all the way to the championship game of the NCAA Division II Regional, while Minnesota State Moorhead finished with a 21-8 record, and they were winners of the North Division of the Northern Sun Conference and just missed making it to the Division II playoffs.
Yeah, it was the first time in 30-plus years they had won a conference championship, so they're definitely heading in the right direction. One of their leaders from that team a year ago is back, along with some other players, but one of their all-MSIC team members is back this year, so they should have a pretty solid team, and we'll find out here shortly.
And for the Northwest men's basketball team, they've got a good nucleus coming back off of last year's team, but we'll see quite a few new faces in this lineup this year.
Yeah, that's right. There are going to be some names that you recognize. Kozad Schneider, of course, freshman of the year in the MIAA a year ago. Matt Wallace is back. Connor Crooker. So there are names there that you recognize, but, oh, and I guess Starzl, too, just a different Starzl. His younger brother, Dre, is on the team. But, you know, with this Northwest team, I think you're going to see a little bit more faster-paced team. They're going to get up and down the floor a little bit more motion offense. So you're going to see it's going to be a little less predictable. And I think we might see some more high-scoring games this year than what we did a year ago.
They have to replace Deshaun Cooper, a special player in that Bearcat lineup. But they talk about Justin Pitts. He's a freshman out of Blue Springs that redshirted last year. And they say that he could be an explosive player that's going to be fun to watch this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, with him and everybody as a whole, the basketball mind, I think, is better. The thought process of thinking through a game, Pitts being a floor general, that sort of thing, I think is maybe even a step up. Deshaun Cooper was a great player, had great skills, but the mental side of it, I think Northwest, as a team, as a whole, is going to take a step up this year.
Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up after this timeout on our pregame show sponsored by Hy-Vee on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, before the season opener tonight with Minnesota State Moorhead. And, Coach, it seems like preseason probably goes a little bit longer than you like, but it's here to start for the opening of the season.
Yeah, I think it goes long for our kids. I think for me, I enjoy the preseason. I enjoy practices probably more than I do the games. But, you know, our kids are ready to play a team in another uniform, and, you know, tonight's tonight, and I think they're really excited for it.
What are some of the things that impressed you about your team leading into tonight's game?
Well, we've had good energy throughout the preseason. We don't have a lot of kids that bring us down, meaning we don't have what I call energy vampires. We've got all kids that bring positive energy to practice and really work hard and you know, really want to get better. And so we've had an excellent preseason so far. You know, as good as you could have with as few returners as we have. But, you know, we'll find out tonight how good it was.
What are some of the main things you tried to work on during preseason?
You know, with this team, we really got to work on our toughness. And then kind of our obviously our defense is kind of the staple of our program. So we really focused conditioning-wise on toughness things, you know, pushing your body to a certain point and then still being able to concentrate and handle that adversity. And then obviously put in our whole defense and then worked on that through the whole preseason.
Now, you opened up tonight with Minnesota State Moorhead, a team that's coming off a 21-win season last year, and it really it's a tough opener for you.
Really tough opener. They're probably as good a team as there is in the NSIC. They really score it. Very offensive-minded. Led the conference in scoring. Led the conference in offensive rebounding. You know, just a very offensive-minded team, and they got excellent offensive players.
And just kind of talk about what you want to try to do against them.
Well, you know, I think the difference between our league and theirs is you know, the size. You know, their league's going to be bigger and a little bit slower. Ours is going to be, you know, smaller and a little bit quicker. And so we need to make sure that we get underneath them, really pressure the basketball, really pressure a lot of things that they won't see in the NSIC. You know, we pressure a lot more than a lot of those schools do.
Now you open up again with Minnesota State Moorhead tonight, tomorrow afternoon at 5. You got Upper Iowa, two very good teams to open the season. Just kind of talk about the philosophy of opening up against some tough competition.
Well, it's the exempt tournament. Generally, we wouldn't do this, but every year now they have an exemption where you can play teams from your region, and they don't count against your 26 games. So then you can essentially play 28. You've got that exemption every single year. So it would be, you know, a bad decision not to play these. It gets you an extra two games. It gets you teams games against regional opponents, which will help if you're fortunate enough to be in the regional conversation. It'll help down the road, and so it'll be excellent to open with these guys and really see where we're at.
All right, well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
Yeah, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jocksnitz Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnitz offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at Jocksnitz.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville,
providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus at Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead tonight in the season opener for both of these schools. For the Bearcats, their lineup will look like this. At the point guard spot, Justin Pitts getting his first start as a Bearcat, a 5'9 freshman out of Blue Springs. He redshirted last year into the Bearcat program. Connor Kirker, a 6'2 junior out of Overland Park, Kansas, starting at one of the off-guards positions. And Matt Wallace, a 6'1 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. A couple guys have been keys to the Bearcat program the last couple years. Zach Snyder, as Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, the freshman of the year last year in the MIAA, getting a start at a four spot, a 6'7 sophomore from Prairie Village, Kansas. And inside is Grant Kozad, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. For Minnesota State Moorhead, their lineup will look like this. At one of the guard spots will be Jordan Reaver, a 6'2 senior out of Staples, Minnesota. Also starting at a guard will be Prescott Williams, a 6'4 senior from Akron, Ohio. He transfers in from Eastern Wyoming College. Aaron Lean, a 6'4 sophomore, playing for his hometown school. He's from Moorhead, Minnesota. He appeared in all 29 games last year as a freshman for Minnesota State Moorhead. Trevor Vaughn, a 6'1 junior out of Brom, Minnesota, in that lineup, as well as Isaac Seville, a 6'9 junior out of Red Wing, Minnesota, and that's the way the lineup will look for Minnesota State Moorhead. The Dragons coming off a 21-8 record last year, winners of the North Division of the Northern Sun Conference, and again, just missed the NCAA Division II tournament. And it was the first conference title in 42 years for the Dragons and for the Bearcats, coming off a trip to the NCAA Division II tournament and making all the way to the regional final when they lost by one in overtime last year to the eventual national champion, the Central Missouri Mules. Kim Anderson, the head coach of the Mules last year, went on to become the head coach of the Missouri Tigers this year. So, again, Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC. Located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, and Minnesota State Moorhead, just a couple minutes away from tip-off time this evening. Again, this game a little bit behind schedule due to the length of the game. Prior to this, where Upper Iowa defeated Fort Hays State 86-83. Morning, Matt Gwitter. I'm John Coffey. Matt, a good weekend for this men's basketball team, and really for the women, which will be playing a little bit later tonight in Wayne, Nebraska against Northern State, as both teams opening up with some very tough competition this weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of become the way of the world, it seems like, especially when you think about the fact that, you know, back five, six more years ago, you basically had the entire month of December to get ready for MIAA play. Now, you're looking at the 1st of December, or just after the 1st of December, opening up conference play. So you need to be ready a lot quicker. So we used to see several NAIA teams in the first, you know, few games, just so you kind of get your game legs under you, then they build up a little bit. Now there isn't as much build up. You'll still see an NAIA here and there. Obviously, the Bearcat women will face one on Monday, but you don't see them as often and as much. You need these early tests. And another thing is it's a sign of where these programs are at. They're very confident in where they're at and that they're going to be playing some good basketball. So they want to know, where are the gaps now? They're not going to be very big gaps, hopefully. That's what the coaching staffs are both hoping. But they'll find out what those gaps are right away and be able to get them fixed before the 1st of December.
Got a good crowd coming in for tonight as well.
Yeah, really good crowd. You kind of wondered what you might see on a Friday night. There's still playoff high school football going on around the area, and there's a lot of area teams still in action. And so you kind of wonder how that might affect the crowd, but great crowd here tonight, and of course still time to get out. It is free admission weekend. If you're going to come out to the basketball games here at Bearcat Arena, don't have to worry about buying a ticket, so come on out and enjoy some basketball.
And the game tomorrow has been changed just a little bit. It was originally a 3:30 tip-off when Northwest will square off against the Upper Iowa team that defeated Fort Hays State tonight. That has been moved back to 5 o'clock to enable fans to take in the Bearcat football game, which is now on campus as opposed to Arrowhead Stadium when Northwest faces Washburn. Then the men's basketball team will take it for about 5 o'clock. And we'll have that broadcast as well for you tomorrow evening. So a big day of sports tomorrow here on the Northwest Missouri State campus.
Yeah, you know, we've seen that happen from time to time where you have football and basketball on the same day here on campus. It's just we usually have a little more lead time to know that that's going to happen than a couple of days. But it has worked out that way. And for those dedicated Bearcat fans that like to take it in two in a day, it's going to be a great opportunity tomorrow.
And as most know by now, the game at Arrowhead had to be moved to the Northwest campus due to better some weather coming into the Kansas City area tomorrow. The NFL and the Chiefs wanted to not to play, have the Bearcats and Ichabods play tomorrow due to the potential of really damaging the field for their game on Sunday. So they're on Northwest Missouri State campus tomorrow for football and, of course, basketball tomorrow as well. And Matt, just briefly, as we look at that matchup tomorrow in football, a lot really riding on that game for the Bearcats.
Yeah, you know, at least a share of the MIAA Conference Championship with a win tomorrow, and possibly more than that, depending on what else happens in the MIAA. But for the Bearcats, that's all they're concerned about is guaranteeing themselves at least a share of another MIAA championship. Obviously, some playoff implications on the line. One more loss in this region, and you may be out of the playoffs, even though that's what's weird is you think about it tomorrow. You could be anywhere from hosting a playoff game to not being in the playoffs, but that's the way this region is right now, so that just adds to what's on the line for the game tomorrow for Northwest.
And they should know by 4 o'clock Sunday whether or not they will be in the Division II playoffs, and most likely a win will have them in the playoffs. They just have to wait and see where that game will be played. So, again, it's one of the nice things about moving it to the Northwest campus. You get a chance to do it, especially for the seniors, a chance for at least one more home game.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll probably be more disappointing for Washburn because for all these Northwest players, they've had a chance to play at Arrowhead before, and for Washburn it was going to be the first time for those guys. So they may have a little bit more sense of disappointment tomorrow that it's not at Arrowhead, whereas Bearcats are like, hey, that's all right. We kind of like it here at Bearcat Stadium. And hopefully we'll see a great crowd. And I know I've heard from a lot of people today and Thursday afternoon that wanted to go deer hunting on Saturday morning and now can do both, and it wasn't necessarily going to be possible. So.
And one of those is their sideline reporter, Ben Barnett. His first reaction was, hey, I got another hour, I can go deer hunting. So.
That's exactly right. So I guess you can find positives no matter who you are or how you look at it, and that's awesome.
Let's talk about this matchup, Northwest and Minnesota State Morehead. Again, as we talked about a little bit earlier, it's a tougher game to open up the season than perhaps they've had in the past. And for Northwest, I know their team's anxious to get out there and just see what they've got with this current group of players.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, the scrimmages that they had, they got a little bit of a feel, but there's just something different about when it counts. Teams seem to step it up to their highest level, or at least you hope they do, and Morehead's one of those teams that very well could give Northwest a real good test today with the success they've been having the last couple of years, and obviously last year getting a conference championship up in the Northern Sun, and then we obviously have seen that there'll be a good test tomorrow as well from Upper Iowa, who just beat Fort Hays State.
Starting lineup's being introduced in front of, again, a good crowd here at Bearcat Arena. Justin Pitts has just been introduced, starting at the guard spot. Also, Connor Kirker, Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, and Grant Kozad in the lineup for the Cats for Minnesota State Morehead. Again, and Jordan Reaver, along with Prescott Williams, Aaron Lean, Tyler Vaughn, and Eric Sibley in this lineup. So, again, it should be a good matchup to open up this season. And talking with Coach McCullum, even a little bit after the pregame interview you did, he said that last couple of days of practice, not as sharp as they normally have been, but a lot of it's just kind of getting a little jittery, getting ready to get out and wanting to maybe do a little bit too much in practice getting ready for the season opener.
Yeah, and, you know, when that first game gets closer, you do, your brain kind of turns to that, and, you know, you still have to be serious in practice even during the year, but they'll get back to that. There's just something about that first game, the first time you're in front of a crowd, and like we said, this crowd continues to file in here tonight, so it's going to be a fun night of basketball, and hopefully we see good, solid performance out of this Bearcat team.
Coming off a very good year last year, again, really 1 point away from advancing to the Elite Eight, losing in overtime to Central Missouri, the eventual national champions a year ago, and really a lot to build on, although you lost some very key cogs to that team last year, but again, you look at the roster here, they got a lot of talent coming back this year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and very familiar faces in the starting lineup with four of those guys, and we talked about Justin Pitts a little bit earlier, just a freshman, but he definitely will be somebody that will add a lot more than most of your typical freshmen.
Grant Kozad will jump center for Northwest against Isaac Sibley of Minnesota State Morehead. Sibley at 6'9", Kozad at 6'8", and the tip is controlled by the Dragons as they'll go from our right to our left in this first half. And gray uniforms with white numerals and red trim. Off the left side is Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it out on the left wing, gets it to Reaver. Reaver with a left-hander dribble goes through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in the first buckets of the game. Jordan Reaver knocks them in, and it's a 2-0 game. Morehead in front of Northwest. Cats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in black. Wallace on the right side, a bounce pass left side. Kirker to the left wing is Pitts. Pitts with the dribble to the top of the key. Right side, Kirker on the wing. Looking at a 2-3 zone to start this game. Pitts bounce pass low left for Kozad. Kozad in the left corner, brings it back to Pitts to the left wing. Pulls up, lobs the pass out front for Wallace. 13 on the shot clock. Into the lane for Kozad. Pivots up on the baseline right. Up for the shot, blocked away, but Kozad gets it back, puts it up, and it rims around and out on the left side. And the rebound pulled down by Sibley for Minnesota State Morehead. On the fast break, right side to Vaughn. Vaughn will dribble to the top of the key. Looks left side on the wing for Lean. Front of the Bearcat bench to Reaver. Hooks the pass low left side. And finds Lane. Takes the jumper from 10. Knocks it down. So pretty good start to this first half for Minnesota State Morehead. A couple minutes in. Fits out top of the key. Left side for Wallace. Into the left corner for Kirker. Kirker with the right-handed dribble to the free throw line left. They go right side for Wallace. Wallace goes cross-court left side for Kirker. Now left side Pitts. High left for Kozad. Kozad turns. Faces the bucket. Now pivots. Now front right side Wallace, he'll take the jumper at the top and knocks it down. A three-pointer for Matt Wallace to get the Bearcats on the board. It's a 4-3 game. Minnesota State Morehead in front of Northwest.
That's one thing they have seen in preseason practice, some really good outside shooting.
Sibley goes on the left side, gets it to Vaughn. Now back to Sibley through the lane, drives and puts it up and in over Schneider. And it's now a 6-3 game. Morehead in front of Northwest. Pitts to the left wing, left corner, gets it to Schneider. Now to pitch to the top of the key. Hooks the pass back left side for Snyder. Goes low left for Cozad. Cozad trying to post up. Spins left. Post up with a shot off the glass. And good. Nice strong post move by Grant Cozad. 6-5 game. Northwest down by one to the Dragons. Reaver at midcourt. Works the pass into the front court left side for Lean. Now to Vaughn. Vaughn between the circles. Lean. Right side pass for Williams. Between the circles, Reaver. Williams on the right wing. Picked up by Snyder. Now gets a pick. Takes it to the free throw line. Lobs a pass out front left side for Lean. 10 on the shot clock. Drives on Crooker. Little runner with the left hand and rims out. Rebound right side. Pulled down by Williams. Williams lobs it all the way up front. Reaver brings it down. Dribbles near the circle now. Takes a jumper from 16 out front. Drops it down. And it's a 3-point lead for Moorhead over Northwest.
They've hit four of their first five shot attempts.
Wallace through the lane. Bounce pass right side. Cozad. Jumper from 10. No. And the rebound into the lane. Pulled away by the Dragons. Cross midcourt right side, Lean. Lean gives it to Vaughn. Vaughn to the free throw line. Scoops the pass out to the top of the key for Sievely. Now left side pass, Williams. Right in front of the Bearcat bench. Drives to the baseline left. High post left side pass, Sievely. Takes the jumper, won't go. Rebound inside. Hits the 5'9 freshman. Comes away with the board. Takes it across the timeline to Snyder. Left side for Crooker. Connor with the dribble between the circles. Left side, Snyder on the wing. Low left for Cozad. Posting up with Sievely. Dribbles in the lane. Hooks the pass on the baseline. Wallace cutting through. Back to Cozad through the lane. Up with the shot up the front rim and in. Grant Cozad with 4 points early on. And 1-point deficit for the Bearcats. 8-7. Cross midcourt goes Reaver. Being pressured by Pitts in the backcourt. Takes it across the timeline left side. Behind the back with the dribble. Pulls up. Takes a long jumper out front. Misses off the right side. Rebound and a whistle and a foul. And this one to go on Northwest as Sievely got the rebound. Was hooked a little bit. And I believe Cozad will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. So Grant picks up the first foul of the game. Foul on the floor, so the Dragons will inbound baseline right. Couple of substitutions for Minnesota State Moorhead. There's Jigol Sangulo into the ball game. Through the lane, a spin move, and Vaughn puts it up and in. Tyler Vaughn. Continues the hot shooting for Minnesota State Moorhead. A 3-point Dragon lead over Northwest. Pitch across midcourt left side. Again, man-to-man. Now we'll dribble right side of the lane. Into the right corner for Wallace. Now left side pass by Snyder. Back left side for Crooker. Crooker down the lane. He goes to the bucket. Up with a shot. A little windmill type action. Missed the shot. Cozad with the rebound of the bucket. 6 points for Cozad. And Northwest down by one. 10-9. Reaver across the timeline, looks on the right wing, gets it to Sangulo. Now on the left side for Vaughn. Vaughn with the dribble, whistle, and a foul coming up on Northwest. This one will go on to Bearcats here. And that's Grant Cozad, picks up his second. There's been one problem for Grant through the last 3 years at Northwest. Tends to pick up a couple quick early fouls. He has both fouls so far on Northwest tonight. On the right side, Reaver. Guarded by Pitts. Dribbles out on the right side. Looks inside, nothing there. Cross court left side for Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes. Runner on the way off the back of the rim and the rebound Northwest. Crooker clears it away. Finds Wallace. He'll take it down the left sideline. As Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Crooker to the right wing. Cross court left for Pitts. Whistle and a foul away from the ball. It's going to go on Minnesota State Moorhead. Got a break in the action, 14-46. Left in the first half, it's Minnesota State Moorhead 10, Northwest 9. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State down by one to Minnesota State Moorhead, 10-9. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network. Now, before the timeout, went on G. Golasangulo of Minnesota State Moorhead. Bearcats will have the ball off the inbound. Wallace on the left side takes it to the top of the key. Looks left side for Kirker. Kirker takes the jumper from the wing off the back of the rim. Rebound chase on the floor. Hustling after it is Aaron Lean for Minnesota State Moorhead. He'll take it across the timeline. Brings out to the top of the key Bingham. As Urbane Bingham checked in during the break. On the left side is Vaughn. Vaughn goes low, left side, spins, fadeaway jumper on the way, up the front of the rim, no, Kirker with the rebound for Northwest, hustles it down the floor to the top of the key as the Cats try to push it. On the left side for Pitts on the left wing to the top of the key. Through the lane he goes. A little runner on the way off the back of the rim. Too hard. Rebound tap near the free throw line. Hustling after it on the left side. Wallace. And we'll give it to Kirker. Kirker looks back at Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. Mix calls out the play. Spreading out the defense for the Dragons. Pulls up free throw line left. In the left corner for Wallace. Right side finds Pitts. Back left side Wallace. Wallace holds it on the left wing. 13 on the shot clock. Bounce pass left side. Finds Fred Doherty. Checks in. Goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. And he'll go to the free throw line. Doherty, the freshman redshirt out of Omaha, Nebraska. 6'7 player. Nice strong move to the bucket. And he'll get to the line after being fouled. Cats with their first lead of the game. 11-10. As they lead Minnesota State Moorhead.
Always interested at the start of the season, the look that Matt Wallace is going to carry. And fairly traditional look this time around to open the year.
Well, it's early in the season. Free throw by the left-hander, Nordy misses, and Northwest will not pick up the rebound after their shot. Cats up by one, 11-10. Got Zach Schneider, more of a shaved head this year for him. So a little bit of a different look out of Zach on the right side. Within it is Kritchman, as Tanner Kritchman will bring it back left and get it to Williams. Now through the lane, shot won't go. Rebound and the putback missed off the right side by Bingham. Rebound Schneider for Northwest. Clears it left side, gets it to Wallace across the timeline. To Schneider between the circles, Pitts on the right wing and gets it to Anthony Woods, a sophomore out of Kansas City. Back left side, Wallace. Now to Pitts on the left wing. It's picked by Doherty. It's double teamed now. Hooks the pass into the right corner. Wallace, right side. Pass for Woods. Woods fakes right, goes left, dribbles to the top of the key. Now right side Wallace. Wallace free throw line right to Snyder in the right corner. The three on the way, too hard, and the rebound for Minnesota State. Across the timeline goes Kritchman for Moorhead. Right wing gets the pass and wide open. Jumper missed by Lean and Northwest with the board. Yes, up by 1, 11-10.
Moorhead hit four of their first five shot attempts, but they have hit just one of their last seven, so they have definitely cooled down.
And the Cats have taken advantage of it, up by one now. Wallace with it on the right wing, out between the circles, Pitts. Left side pass for Woods. Into the left corner, a little bump and a foul. This will go on Prescott Williams, the senior of Akron, Ohio. That'll be his first. Comes into this Dragon program from Eastern Wyoming College. Clean to the bench, and into the game, Matt Nelson for Minnesota State Moorhead. Nelson, a sophomore at Rosemont, Minnesota. 11-10, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts across the timeline, dribbles right side. Guarded by Kritchman. Out front, Wallace, left side pass for Woods. Bounce pass low left, gets it to Doherty. As he tries to make a little drive, a bump and a foul, Ravine Bingham will pick up the foul, and that will be his first.
I like how both Doherty and Kozad, right when they get the ball, they seem to be squaring up and looking toward the basket. A lot of times with a post player, you'll see them just kind of peer over their shoulder with their back still into the basket, but they've got a much better view of the floor the way they're squaring up.
Right side, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Looks the pass back right for Snyder. Looking at the 2-3 zone now through the lane. Woods drives. Dumps it low left side for Wallace. Ball tip loose. And is picked up by Nelson for the Dragons. On the break from our right to our left. Critchman across the timeline. Looks on the right side. And as he tries to make a move past Woods, gets called for a travel. And the turnover gives it to Northwest. 11:46 left in the first half. Northwest up by one. Matt, we haven't seen too many turnovers out of this half.
No, we haven't. Both teams taking good care of the ball. Not because the opponents are playing bad defense. I just think it's the offense is taking care of the basketball.
Right side fits to the top of the key. Looks inside, nothing there. And as he does, gets called for a double dribble. And the turnover back to Minnesota State Moorhead. So just talk about it, and we've got two turnovers here. Snyder and Wallace go to the sideline for Northwest. And a player that... Northwest is some high school fans have seen through the years, I think, out on the floor here. As Xavier Kurth out of St. Joseph Lafayette enters the game for his first time on the floor as a Bearcat. A bump out front and a whistle coming up and a foul on Northwest. And this one will go on Brett Doherty. That will be his first foul. That will be the third team foul on Northwest. Cats still up by one, 11-10. Both teams have missed some opportunities last couple possessions. Left side, Critchman. Now to the top of the key. Vaughn down the lane, back to Critchman. Left side, three on the way. Too hard, rims out. Rebound inside Northwest and Anthony Woods. Across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles back left. Pulls up, goes right side for Crooker. Now to Pitts. Pitts bounce pass right side, Doherty. Doherty in the baseline right, goes cross court left. Gets it on the left side for Woods. Back to Doherty, up for the shot. Blocked away inside and controlled by Nelson for the Dragons. Cross midcourt left, just Christman. To the top of the key. To the free throw line. Pulls up, takes a 16-foot jumper out front, knocks it down. And a one-point lead for Minnesota State at Moorhead now, 12-11. Pitts across the timeline from our left to our right. Dribbles to the left wing, to the free throw line, through the lane. A scoop layup is swatted away and out of bounds as Sibley knocks the ball out of bounds with the block. It belongs to Northwest, the inbound baseline right. Jordan Reaver back into the ball game, the senior out of Staples, Minnesota. He takes the place of Tyler Vaughn. Pitts looking to inbound, lobs it all the way out front, chased down by Woods near midcourt. And a dribble left side. Finds Pitts on the left wing. Trying to direct some traffic. Get Doherty come out to set up a screen. Now right side pass for Kirker. Kirker to the free throw line through the lane with the right hand. Lays it up. Rims around and out. Rebound. Pinballs inside. Doherty trying to fight for the board. It goes off his fingertips out of bounds.
Well, they've had a few shots in the paint that haven't gone down. Now, there's been some traffic in there, but still, shots that you want to see. If they get up on the glass, you should be able to get them to go down.
12-11. Moorhead in front of Northwest with 10:08 left in the first half. Reaver across the timeline, goes left side, Christman, dribbles to the right wing, through the lane he goes, pulls up, trying to find cutting through, Seabley, ball tip loose, picked up by Kirker for Northwest, 3-on-2 break, Kirker through the lane, a little runner on the way with the left hand, won't go, fight for the board, out of bounds, here ball to Northwest. And with 9:51 left in the first half, we've got a break in the action, Minnesota State Moorhead 12, Northwest Missouri State 11. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest down by one at 12-11 to Minnesota State Moorhead. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Cats coming out of the timeout, the inbound baseline right as we go from our left to our right in this first half. Matt Wallace will trigger the inbound. Just inbound, down the lane, Woods drives off the glass, won't go with the shot, but draws the foul, and we'll get to the free throw line. A 12-11 game, Minnesota State Moorhead in front of Northwest as Anthony Woods goes to the line, 6'2 sophomore out of Kansas City. Comes to the Bearcat program from Northeast Community College out of Norfolk, Nebraska. And the first free throw too hard.
Really can tell that the Cats are going to be aggressive offensively, taking the ball to the hole. We talked about how they've missed some shots inside, but they're getting the basketball down there and doing a good job of it.
Second free throw good. And it ties the game up at 12 with 9:47 left in the first half. Cross midcourt on the right side, Reaver. Dribbles left side, trying to get it into the lane as they go with the pass a little bit too hard, and Sibley couldn't bring it down. It goes out of bounds in the right corner, and Northwest Missouri State will go from our left to our right. Good defensive pressure that time, I think, forced that turnover. Tied up at 12, 9:38 left in the first half. Get the Bearcats back here tomorrow at 5 o'clock tip-off as they face Upper Iowa. Well, that broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network. Down the lane, left side, driving, a little left-handed runner, a fadeaway won't go by Kirker, and the rebound to Minnesota State Moorhead. On the fast break, Williams hooks the pass left side for Kutchman, brings it out between the circles. Now high post right side pass for Sievely, trying to drive on Doherty, spins into the lane, up for the right-hander, off the front of the rim, the rebound put away by Northwest on the bounce, Woods. Top of key, a one-on-two break, kicks the right corner. Wallace now out front, trailing a play. Kirker takes the jumper. It's off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound pulled away by Woods. He'll take into the right corner behind the back with the dribble. Schneider on the wing. The three rims around and out. Crashing the board hard, pulling down the rebound. Prescott Williams for Moorhead. Through the lane to the bucket as he goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. And it's a two-point Moorhead lead over Northwest, 14-12. 8:36 left in at the first half. Wallace across the timeline left side through the lane, and he takes the runner, got it. Matt Wallace with 5 points early on, ties the game up at 14. Into the front court left side, Reaver trying to spin on Fitz, loses his footing, ball loose on the floor, pinballs out left side and picked up by Sievely, the junior at Red Wing, Minnesota. Lobs the pass right side for Williams. Williams on the drive to the right baseline to the bucket, a little hesitation, shot won't go, rebound. Put back in the lane. Rims around and out by Matt Nelson and the rebound Northwest. Woods clears it to Wallace. He'll slow the pace down. He'll walk across the timeline right in front of the scorer's table and goes between the circles. Dribbles left wing. Out of the free throw line. Pulls up. Looks right wing. Gets it to Woods. Woods to the free throw line. Out of Wallace. Bounce pass low right for Doherty. Spins, face to the bucket, looking at Sievely, drives underneath, the bucket spins back left with a low left-handed shot, won't go, rebound Snyder, crashing the board, he tries to go off with it, blocked out of his hands and picked up out front by Williams, and now controlled by Williams, will take it across the timeline. Hops to the top of the key, looks on the right side for Christman. Yeah, good crowd at Bearcat Arena for the season opener. Out front, a long three between the circles. One go. The rebound. The putback blocked away by Woods, but a whistle and a foul as Sievely came down with the board and went right back up with it. And the foul on Northwest. Anthony Woods picks up the foul. That'll be his first. So, two at the free throw line, and the first one by Sievely won't go.
Tell you, we saw some decent shooting through about the first 5 minutes, but it's really tailed off for both teams since that point. And part of it, I think, is good defense, but again, we're seeing both teams miss some bunnies here tonight.
Yeah, I think they're both getting some good looks, just not falling here. Second free throw is good by Sievely, and he has 3 points. And a one-point Moorhead lead over Northwest, 15-14. Sievely goes to the sideline as Pitts takes it across the timeline, dribbles right side for Northwest. Between the circles, gets it to Wallace. Now high post right for Grant Kozad back into the ballgame. After picking up a couple early fouls, he tries to go out front with the pass and is stolen away, picked up by Williams. Goes to the left wing, Vaughn with the three attempt. Won't go, rebound Kirker for Northwest. He'll take across midcourt right side. Into the right corner, Pitts, the three on the way. High arching three, won't go. Long rebound, chased down. And it's picked up by Moorhead across the timeline right side, Vaughn. Madeline through the lane, left-handed layup is good. And it's a 17-14 lead for Moorhead over Northwest. 6:24 left in the first half. Fitz left side, Wallace. Gets it right side for Snyder on the wing. The three off the front of the rim. Takes a high bounce off the backboard. Rebound tapped out. Pitts left side. Kirker with a three on the wing. He knocks it down. Gunner with his first three of the season. Ties it up at 17. Just over 6 minutes left in at the first half. Williams across the timeline. Between the circles. Lions Aaron Lean. Now back right side for Reaver. Out to the top of the key. The pass for Urbane Bingham. Now a long jumper, short rebound chased on the baseline. It gets out of bounds off of Snyder. It'll belong to Minnesota State Moorhead.
Yeah, Pitts getting a piece of the ball out top of the key. Not too often you see a guy get a tip on a three attempt like that, but good hustle and keeping the hand up by Pitts.
Moorhead will inbound, baseline right. Rick inbound off the baseline, goes to Lean. Lean now to Bingham through the lane as he drives through. What's on the travel violation? Lost his footing going through the lane.
I think he was expecting more contact from Kozad, was looking to lean into that contact. Kozad backpedaling, avoided it, and that got him off balance and forced him into the travel.
Tied up at 17 with 5:38 left in the first half. Pitts across the timeline, a long bounce pass Kozad off the wing to Snyder out front. Looks left side for Vance Wentz. Seeing his first action. His pass tipped away. Chased down by Snyder at the timeline in front of the scores table. Hooks the pass back left side for Pitts as the Cats set up the offense. Right side for Wentz out of Leawood, Kansas. Brings it between the circles. Pitts with six on the shot clock. Drives the lane left all the way to the bucket. The layup won't go. Off the glass and then off the front of the rim to the rebound to Moorhead on the fast break right side. A little hesitation movement and drive to the bucket, and the shot is good. As it went off that left side, Tyler Vaughn knocks it down, and it's a 19-17 Moorhead lead over Northwest. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Fitz on the left wing. Right side for Snyder. His three on the way. That one rims around and out. Those will fall for Zach, but he's not knocking them down just yet. Rebound to Moorhead on the left side is Lean. Lean free throw line left jumper rims around and out. Kozad with the rebound for Northwest. 2-point Moorhead lead over Northwest with 4:30 left in this first half.
A shooting clinic it is not so far.
Across the timeline right side. Pitts bounce pass low right for Kozad. Takes the fadeaway from 8 off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound inside for Lean and the Dragons. 2-point lead for Moorhead. Right now, Northwest shooting just 25% from the field. Moorhead shooting 36%. On the left side is Lean. Lean spins down the lane. Bounce pass low left Bingham. Through the lane and through a double team. Off took a little bit of an extra step there and gets called for the travel. And the turnover will give it to the Bearcats after a timeout. 3:55 left in the first half. Minnesota State Moorhead 19, Northwest 17. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Like a Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, trailing by 2, 19-17 to Minnesota State Moorhead, the season opener for both of these teams. Earlier tonight, the Upper Iowa men's team defeated Fort Hays State out of the MIAA here at Bearcat Arena, winning 86-83. Northwest will face Upper Iowa tomorrow at 5 o'clock, again here at Bearcat Arena. Northwest women about ready to tip off in Wayne, Nebraska tonight as they face Northern State, that game being heard on our website at kxcv.org. On the left side, Vance Wentz. Looks left side for Kirker. Kirker back right side, Fitz. To Kirker, left wing, three on the way, nothing but net. Connor knocks down his second three of the game. This time from the left wing, and that gives the Bearcats a one-point lead, 20-19. On the right side is Kretschmann. Dribbles right, out between the circles for Bingham. Looks left side, Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles to the top of the key. Picked up by Wentz, now through the lane, driving to the bucket, laying it up, and in is Aaron Lean. Got up near the rim with that one and got it to fall. It's a one-point lead for Moorhead now, 21-20. Across the timeline, Justin Pitts handling the point duties here as he pulls up. So he just crosses midcourt, dribbles right side now. Through the lane, underneath the bucket, kicks it in the left corner. Wentz with the jumper, three on the way, up on the front of the rim. As the rebound comes down, got a foul coming up on Northwest. Brett Doherty will get called for the foul. That'll be his second. 21-20, Moorhead in front of Northwest. Wentz will go to the sideline, and Woods back in for Northwest. Across the timeline goes Jordan Reaver. It's on the right wing, and finds Tyler Vaughn. Now to Lean. Now to Kretschmann. Kretschmann left side, just inside the arc. Brings it back out top of the key. Lean with the jumper, won't go, and the rebound Woods for Northwest. From our left to our right, across the timeline to the left wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Hooks the pass left side. Snyder open. Three on the way. Got it. Zach Snyder with his first three of the season. A sophomore out of Prairie Village, Kansas, gives Northwest a 23-21 lead.
Four of the nine baskets by Northwest are threes.
In the front court, left side, Reaver. Front of the scorer's table. Gives it to Kretschmann. He'll take it top of the key. Pulls up right side. Now on the right wing, Vaughn. Line with the left-handed dribble to the free throw line, hooks the pass, heading through the lane, and trailing the play was Sievely, and Isaac Sievely, with his fifth point of the game, ties it up at 23. Under 2 minutes left in the first half. Across the timeline, left side, Justin Pitts. Pitts on the left wing, will take it to the top of the key. Looks left side, gets it to Snyder, low left, Gordy. Drives the baseline underneath the bucket, goes with a reverse layup off of the right side. A little bit of contact, nothing called. Across the timeline right goes Kretschmann. Kretschmann to the top of the key. Pulls up, takes the jumper. Rims around, out, rebound. Right side, the putback is good. Hustling to the board was Aaron Lane. Got the rebound, then the bucket. And a 25-23 Moorhead lead over Northwest. Minute 20 left in the first half. Pitch across midcourt to the top of the key. Pulls up, hooks it to Snyder on the wing. The three on the way up the front of the rim. No, long rebound chased down by Snyder. Gets it to Kirker right side. And a timeout Northwest. Breaking the action, 110 left in at the first half. Northwest trails Minnesota State Moorhead 25-23. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 110 left in the half. Northwest down by 2 to Minnesota State Moorhead, 25-23. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Bearcats will inbound as... end of the ball game, Zach Snyder, who hit a three just a moment ago, will inbound in front of the scorer's table and gives it to Matt Wallace. Wallace across the timeline left. To the free throw line, pulls up. Goes low left side, Doherty. Doherty with a spin move. In the blocks, off the glass, won't go, and the rebound pulled away by Lean for the Dragons. Under a minute left in the first half. Kirschman to the top of the key. Looks right side. Reaver. Cats in man-to-man defense. Dribble right wing. Now to Lean. Lean to the free throw line. Through the lane he goes. Left-handed layup won't go, but as he drives through the lane, whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. Foul will go on Justin Pitts. That's his second foul. Officials for tonight's game, Tom Savela, along with Robert Felder and Aaron Froelich. Lean at the line. Playing for his hometown team at Moorhead, Minnesota. Free throw is good. Lean, a sophomore. He's got 9 points out of the first half. It's his first free throw of the game. Kurth into the ball game and to the sideline, Brett Doherty. Xavier Kurth, a 6'2 freshman out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Three-point game, Moorhead in front of Northwest. Lean back to the line, free throw off the front of their no, and the rebound pulled down by Pitts for the Bearcats. 26-23, Moorhead in front of the Cats. Pitts across the timeline, left side. Cats trying to spread out the offense here. 25 seconds left in the first half. 19 on the shot clock. Pitts dribbling out near the left side, near the timeline. Bringing Reaver out just a bit, trying to get them out of that 2-3 zone. Out to the top of the key, Pitts. 6 on the shot clock, 8 on the game clock. Pitts through the lane, drives high off the glass, won't go. And the rebound on the baseline, and it is controlled by Vaughn as they'll take it to mid-corner. Long jumper at the buzzer goes wide left by Reaver, and at halftime, Moorhead will go to the locker room in a 3-point lead over Northwest Missouri State. It's Minnesota State Moorhead 26 and Northwest 23. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're at the half. Northwest down by 3, 26-23. Moorhead has led throughout much of the first half, neither team has really let it up from outside in this first half. It's a three-point game here at halftime.
Yeah, really, the only difference in the game, or I guess I shouldn't say difference, but what's keeping Northwest in the game is hitting a few outside shots. I mean, only hitting 25%, you're usually going to be down by more than just three at the half, but Moorhead has not hit a three. They're all 7 outside the arc, so Northwest's 4 threes have really what allowed them to stay in this ball game. And we thought we'd see a good test, and I think that's what we're seeing tonight from Minnesota State Moorhead.
Been three lead changes, and in this first half with Moorhead leading 61% of the time in the first half, but Northwest and just down by 3 yard half, so a lot of basketball left to be played here, and for Coach Ben McComb, getting a lot of different players into the ballgame.
Yeah, and I think, you know, halftime's always a time of adjustments, and like I said, I don't think there needs to be a lot of adjustments. They're getting the ball to the basket. They're getting inside the paint. I want to say they're getting good looks. They're getting close looks. They are tough. Minnesota State Moorhead has gotten their hands on the basketball a couple of times inside. They've been real close when they haven't blocked the basketball, but they've got to get some of those inside shots to go down. Northwest does if they want to win this ball game. Like I said, they're getting there. They just need to get the finish.
And I think Minnesota State Moorhead's done a pretty good job on the defensive boards as well, coming up with 19 total, and now rebounding Northwest total in the first half, 26-21.
Yeah, there were a lot of rebounding opportunities to go around in that first half, and you know, I think that's something for Northwest that'll come around as well. But like we talked about, when they've gotten in and they've gotten the close shots, when you see a teammate get in the lane and take a shot in the lane, you're going to head the other way, because most of the time those are going to go down.
And so you got Minnesota State Moorhead on their defensive end with a lot more guys in the paint because they're still back there trying to defend. So that's one reason you're seeing them out-rebounding Northwest, at least as far as the defensive side goes, and that's where the bulk of their rebounds have come so far in the game.
Before I have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. At the half, Northwest trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 26-23. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena and have more for you at halftime right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog RE/MAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State at the half is trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 26-23. Don't forget on our website at kxcv.org tonight, you can follow the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team as they're opening up their season facing Northern State. That game being played in Wayne, Nebraska this evening. And again, that should be tipping off right about now. Chucky Kemp with the play-by-play of that one this evening. And then tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock tip as they're back in action with the host school of Wayne State. That also on kxcv.org. tomorrow afternoon. So not just like the men here, Matt, the Northwest women's basketball team with a couple pretty tough games to open up the year.
Yeah, and you know, we saw with the men's game, four familiar faces in the starting lineup and a new one with the women's team. You've got three familiar faces in the starting lineup with Shelby Mustaine, Ariel Easton, and Timber Schechinger, and then a couple of new players that we'll see a lot of this year in that starting lineup as well. So you're going to see a mix of four or five players that contributed a lot from last year and then some new players. And so that's where both the men's and women's teams have some similarities coming into this season.
I know Coach Smith, in the interviews we've had with him up to this point, is really happy with what he's seen out of his team.
Yeah, the only thing that he was wondering a little bit about is his number two guard. He's still kind of waiting for somebody to step up there and take the starting role and really grab onto it. But for the most part, they're at a much higher level right now in the preseason than what they were last year. A big part of that is it's his second year. He's more comfortable. Obviously, he's been able to bring in players that kind of fit his style of basketball a little bit more. And there's a lot to be said about that. You know, he tried to adjust things last year to the players that he had and things like that. But for a coach, if he can be comfortable with what he, the type of basketball he wants to play and have the players that can do that, you're going to see a lot more success. And I think he's excited with them being in that position this year.
Last night on our coach's show, Timber Schechinger was one of the guests on the show, and she was telling you about how that the players that were part of the program last year feel a lot more comfortable this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a night and day thing, you know, and it's more than just on the floor. I mean, they're comfortable with each other on the floor, and that'll continue to grow as they play with each other more often. But I think even off the floor, it's probably been a big improvement. And that says something too, is you've got to have some cohesion off the floor, get along with each other in the locker room, away from the basketball court, away from the locker room. I think that really helps the team, especially over the course of a full season, and that's what they've got going into this year.
Well, we've got men's basketball tonight. We've got the women's game on our internet site tonight as well. Then tomorrow, another big day. We've got two basketball games and a football game to bring your way along the Bearcat Radio Network in one form or another. And it all starts at noon with Bearcat game day before the 1 o'clock kickoff, Northwest and Washburn at Bearcat Stadium.
Yeah, and that should be a fun one. You know, it's interesting. Earlier this week, Northwest got a little bulletin board material out of Washburn. Their running back, Rashawn Moore, made it clear in the media that he wanted to set the all-time career mark for Washburn running backs. Well, that would mean he'd have to get 127 yards, I believe it is, right around there,
to reach that mark. So basically he's telling everybody he wants to get over 100 yards rushing against Northwest, and that's something that's been this defense. That's been pretty good against the run, by the way, already. That's going to make them that much more hungry. So I think if I would have been Vashawn Moore, I may have just kind of kept that under my hat for this week and tried to go out and get it that way. Not that it would have made it any easier, but it's definitely not going to be easy tomorrow.
And, again, we'll have that for you. 12 noon is pregame time, 1 o'clock kickoff. Again, that was originally scheduled for Arrowhead Stadium, but moved to Bearcat Stadium. And tomorrow we'll have for you at 5 o'clock the tip-off between Northwest and Upper Iowa as the Bearcat men's team concludes their first weekend of play. Pregame right around 4:40 tomorrow afternoon with that. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 26-23. We'll come back, take a look at some of the halftime stats for you right after this timeout as our halftime report, which is sponsored by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, continues on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena as we take a look at the totals here at halftime. And Minnesota State Moorhead shooting 40% from the field. 0-7, though, from three-point range and 2-4 at the free throw line. Northwest as a team, 25% from the field, 9-36. They've knocked down 4 threes, 4-12 from three-point range and 1-3 at the free throw line. Dragons out rebounding Northwest, 26-21. They look at turnovers, 5 turnovers for the Dragons and just 2 for Northwest. No one in double figures for either team. Northwest being paced by Grant Cozad with 6 and Connor Kirker with 6. And for Minnesota State Moorhead, their leading scorer is Aaron Lee with 9 points, 4 of 8 from the field. Again, halftime winding down, 26-23. Minnesota State Moorhead in front of Northwest. We'll be back and get ready for second half action right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. Back at Bearcat Arena is halftime winding down. Northwest Missouri State down by 3 to Minnesota State Moorhead, 26-23. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, on their website at kxcv.org. The women's game underway now as they are facing Northern State. A little bit of a tough start for the game so far for the women.
Yeah, right now a 7-0 lead. Well, now it's just changed to 9-0, unfortunately. Northern State with the lead over the Northwest women. So hopefully the Bearcats can get their legs under them and get going in Wayne, Nebraska tonight.
And for the Bearcat men's basketball team, down by 3. It's halftime winding down, 26-23 here at the half. And Morehead's been out warming up for quite a while now here at halftime. Northwest is coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, and it's always interesting. You wonder, and not a big surprise about when Northwest came out. It's about the same amount of time you typically see them in. But with Minnesota State Morehead, to see them come out as quickly as they did, this is a pretty close game. There's got to be plenty to talk about. It's the first game of the year, but not too much to be discussed in their locker room, I guess. We'll see how the first 5 minutes go of the second half.
Hey, their head coach, Chad Waltham, thought that maybe they need a little more shooting practice after that first.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like we said, both teams really started off decent shooting the basketball about 5 minutes or so, and then it kind of fell off from there, and both teams struggled shooting the ball about the last, at least the last 10 minutes, if not the last 15 of that first half.
26-23. Two teams getting some final words from their coaches before we get ready for a second half play. Okay, don't forget, tomorrow, Bearcat football at 1 o'clock kickoff on the air at 12 noon with Bearcat Game Day. That was originally set for a 2 o'clock kickoff from Arrowhead Stadium, but due to the fair inclement weather coming through the Kansas City area, the Chiefs and the NFL felt that they would like to have that game moved to enable the field to be in good shape for the Chiefs game on Sunday.
Yeah, they want to be able to keep it covered while it's snowing, and I think most of the snow that's forecasted is supposed to be in the afternoon, right when the Bearcats and Ichabods were supposed to be on the field.
Northwest from our right to our left to start this second half as it's out front, and with the ball is Wallace to Kirker. Drives the lane on the left side, misses too hard, and the rebound pulled down by Lean for Minnesota State Morehead. 26-23, the Dragons in front of the Bearcats. Dragons from our left to our right in the second half. Reaver down the lane to the bucket on the left side. Blocked away by Kozad. Coming from behind, knocks the ball out of bounds. It will belong to the Dragons. Kozad picked up a couple fouls to start this ball game, but he also got 6 points early in the first half as well. Left side, Williams. Now to the left wing. On the sideline is Lean. They swing it right side for Reaver. Started by Pitts. Takes it to the top of the key. Looks left side, Williams. Williams driving on Schneider through the lane. Dishes low right side for Sievely. And ball knocked loose, but it is picked up on the baseline and out of bounds now. This is picked up by Vaughn. Vaughn, though, stepped on the baseline underneath the bucket, but belonged to the Bearcats. Northwest from our right to our left in this second half. Pitts at the point will take it across the timeline. Gives it to Wallace. Again, Schneider, Kozad, and Crooker. The five on the floor for Northwest. Crooker on the left wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Drives to the baseline. Cut off. Brings it out front left side, Wallace. Cross court right side, Pitts. Pitts to the right wing. Now to Snyder. Looks left side, Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Now right side, Pitts. Goes low right side for Kozad. Kozad picked up by Sievely as he tries to spin the lane. Does. Up for the shot. Won't go, but a foul as he was blocked by Sievely going up with the shot. And this will get Grant to the free throw line. Sievely picks up his first foul.
It's one thing we haven't seen a lot of is foul calls. I really like how this game is being called or not being called, however you want to look at it. There's some physical play, but his officials are letting them play.
Throws that at the free throw line. Now with 7 points.
Last year or the year before when that hand check rule had come in.
Yeah, last year, I think.
Oh, man. That was tough basketball to watch, but this has been entertaining.
There were some long games, especially early in the season, as everyone was trying to get adjusted to that. Kozad hits the second free throw. Haven't heard a word about that going into this season.
No, thank goodness.
1 point deficit, Northwest down 26-25. Reaver lobs it into lane. Sievely, a hesitation move, and then up for the shot as he got Schneider up in the air with a ball fake and knocks it down. And now a 28-25 game, more ahead in front of Northwest. Fits to the top of the key. Looks right side Wallace. Now to Fitz out front. Bounce pass to the left for Kozad. Spin move to the left. And as jumper rims around. Hangs on the rim. Won't go. Schneider with the board will bring it back out as the Cats set up the offense. Fitz out front left with a three. Nothing but net. Justin Fitz with his first bucket as the Bearcat ties it up at 28. 18-10 left in the game. Out front left side. 16-foot jumper by Reaver is good. And he's got 6 points. 2-point lead for Moorhead. Wallace across midcourt left side. Takes it free throw line through the lane. Bounce pass to Cozad. They bring it out to Crooker. Now left side for Wallace. Wallace, right side pitch to the right wing. Crooker trying to look inside as trying to position up underneath the bucket. A foul coming up on Sievely as there's been a little bit of pushing and shoving going on between Sievely and Cozad. And that'll be Sievely's second foul.
Sievely's trying to get around Cozad to front him, and Cozad wasn't allowing that. And Sievely forcing the issue a bit too much.
Zach Schneider goes to the sideline. Into the ball game is Xavier Kurth as they go with an inbound whistle. And a foul coming up on Minnesota State Moorhead. And Sievely will quickly pick up his third foul. All kind of about for the last 30 seconds. Take him in the game. Sievely goes to the sideline. Snyder may have taken a poke to the eye as he's over on the Bearcat bench as Kurth came in. Right side for Crooker. Crooker to the baseline. Gets caught up from the air. Now goes up with a shot. Short rebound in the lane. And Kurth has it stripped out of his hands and is picked up by Moorhead on the fast break. Reaver spins into the lane. Free throw line right jumper. Rims around out. And the rebound Wallace for Northwest. Cast down by two. Wallace across the timeline. Top of the key through the lane to the bucket. Layup on the right side. Won't go too hard. Kozak crashing the board. Has to go off his hands out of bounds.
Still getting looks in the paint. Shots just not falling for Northwest.
Cast down by two. 30-28. 17-25 left in the game.
Cats actually shooting a better percentage outside the arc than they are inside the arc tonight.
And a little bump out front as a Reaver on the drive is fouled. Justin Fitz will pick up his second foul.
They are 5 of 13 outside the arc and 5 of 28 inside the arc.
That's a percentage you don't like to see. Reaver out top of the key left side. Into a double team with Cozad and Crooker. Goes right side, pass for Williams, Nolan to block, then they get it to Bingham, and Bingham puts it up and in. 4-point lead for Moorhead, 17:03 left in the game. Fitz on the left side, Wallace. Trying to look in the lane, nothing there. Holds it, now dribbles through the lane, jump stop, up with it, in the lane, off the glass, rolls around and off the right side, but a foul coming up on Moorhead. And this should get Wallace to the free throw line. Tyler Vaughn picks up the foul. That'll be his first. And Wallace to the line for the first time this season. 6'1 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. And his first one good. Into the game, Chigo Sangolo. A 6'3 junior out of Madison, Wisconsin. Takes the place of Prescott Williams. Second free throw on the way by Matt Wallace is good. And a 2-point game once again. Northwest down by 2, 32-30. Reaver across the timeline in front of the scores table as they go from our left to our right in this second half. Gets it to Bingham through the lane. Leans in and hits the shot. Was a fingertip roll. 4-point lead for the Dragons once again. Out to the top of the key Wallace. Looks left side on the wing for Pitts. Now to Crooker. Crooker double team. Finds Cozad in the blocks left side. Back to Crooker. Cross court right side past Pitts. Pitts on the right wing. Out front, Crooker. Looks left side Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Back right side Pitts. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Down the lane he goes. Underneath the bucket. Goes into the right corner. Crooker. Out front Pitts with 9 on the shot clock. High left for Cozad. Down the lane he goes. Off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tip goes out of bounds. And it belongs to Minnesota State Moorhead. Kurth and Cozad both trying to get that rebound. Breaking the action as well with 16:04 left in this game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 34-30. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 34-30 as the Dragons getting ready to inbound.
Update on the Northwest women's game in Wayne, Nebraska, trailing Northern State 13-6 with 11:46 to play in the first half.
The game being heard in its entirety on KXCV.org. 34-30 here, Moorhead in front of the Bearcats across the timeline on the left side. Reaver takes it top of the key, tries to go behind the back with the dribble. Now gets a pick out front by Bingham as he drives the lane right, kicks into the right corner, and a whistle coming up. And this foul on Northwest. Pitts will get called for the foul. That'll be number three on Justin Pitts. Freshman out of Blue Springs, taking over the point duties that were held for a number of years by Deshaun Cooper. Anthony Woods into the game to take Pitts' place. Inbound out between the circles. Bingham, left side for Reaver. He's guarded by Woods. Back right side with the pass for Lean. Lean had a good first half with 9 points in the half. You have to score here in the second. On the right side is Singolo. Now back left side for Lean. Finds Vaughn. Vaughn drives to the left baseline. Double team. Kicks left to the top of the key. Singolo down the lane. Loses his footing. Goes to the floor. And a whistle coming up. Official Tom Savalo to make the call. A foul on Anthony Woods. That'll be Woods' second foul. And Zach Snyder back into the ballgame for Northwest. Will take the place of Xavier Kurth. I think fans will be really looking forward to seeing what Xavier Kurth has to this Bearcat team.
Not only because we've seen a lot of good Lafayette players over the years, but the quality opponents they played last year, the schedule they played last year, should have him really ready for college basketball.
On the left side, Bingham, a long three on the wing, nothing but net. Urbane Bingham with his first three of the game. He's got 6 points now, and it's a 7-point lead for Moorhead, their largest of the game. 37-30 as they lead Northwest. On the right side is Woods. Now to Crooker. Wallace off the key. Left side goes to Woods. Dribble to the free throw line, out to the top of the key. Looks right side and gets it to Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line, back to Woods on the left wing. Between the legs with the dribble. Now to Snyder. Cross court right side, Wallace. Shot clock's down to 7. Woods through the line. He goes, bumped as he goes through the line. Put up the shot, knocked it down. Unfortunately, foul before the shot. And this foul, though, coming up against Minnesota State Moorhead. Aaron Lean will get called for the foul. His first break in the action. 14:44 left in the game. Minnesota State Moorhead 37, Northwest 30. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies Bearcat tailgaters with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, choice preserved beef, spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 37-30 with 14:44 left in the game. Cats coming out of the timeout. Wallace will inbound baseline left. Kozad on the floor along with Crooker, Woods, Snyder. And inbound Wallace goes left side. Crooker off the glass. Won't go. Rebound out to Snyder. Top the key. Goes right side Woods. Now to Crooker as the Cats set up the offense. Crooker down the lane he goes. Little runner with the left hand is good. Crooker. His first back of the second half, 8 points total, and it's a 37-32 game. Northwest Missouri State trails with 14:20 left in the game. Behind the back with the dribble as Reaver pulls up free throw line left. Lobs the pass into the right corner for Sangolo. Now they bring it back to Reaver left side. Cutting down the lane on the give and go as Lane lays it up and in. Lane in double figures with 11 points, 39-32. Morehead in front of Northwest. Right side, Snyder on the wing. His three, got it. Zach Snyder now with two threes in the game, 39-35. Northwest trails Morehead. 13:50 left across the timeline, left side Reaver. Dribbles top of the key to the right wing. Hooks the pass into the left corner. Open was Vaughn. Takes the three off the front of the rim. Noah Woods with the rebound for the Cats. Cats playing a little more energy coming out of the timeout. Woods across the timeline to the right wing. Now to Snyder out front. Left side Kirker. Kirker spins. Back to Snyder. Left side three right in front of the Bearcat. Bitch. Nothing but now. 39-38. Northwest down by one as they run off 8 points coming out of the timeout. Across the timeline on the right side is Reaver. Reaver between the circles, looks left side into a double team with Cozad and Woods, dribbles out of it through the lane to the bucket. Off the glass is good. 13 points for Lane, 41-38. Morehead, or rather Reaver that time, knocking it down. And again, 41-38, Northwest down. Cozad trying to go off with a shot as he took a feed from Woods in the lane. But foul goes to the free throw line. Missed the shot, but goes to the line to shoot a couple.
Cats with that last three by Snyder have hit more threes than two-point field goals. Things getting better because we have seen the shots get a little closer. We saw one go for Connor Crooker inside just a little bit ago. So hopefully you just see him knock down a couple here in the next couple of minutes inside the lane. Just get the confidence going. Just get the rhythm going inside the paint.
Kozad's free throw is good as he hits the first. Grant's grandmother recently passed away about a month and a half ago. Kind of a neat story. She would always either listen to our broadcast or watch the video stream. And Grant, one game, was wearing black socks, and it made it easier for her to spot Grant out onto the floor. So ever since that, Grant would always wear the black socks so his grandmother could seem a little bit better on the video streams.
Yeah, and the only one for the Cats out on the floor right now wearing black socks. So it continues.
Goes at a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. Second free throw on the way, good. 41-40, Morehead in front of Northwest, 12:56 left in the game. Across the timeline goes Critchman, looks on the right wing and gets it to Williams. Out to the top of the key is Siebley. Now left side Sangolo, dribbles to the free throw line, now looks right side, finds Nelson and takes a jumper from the right side, a three is good. 44-40, Morehead in front of Northwest. On the left side, Woods to the top of the key. Now left side Snyder on the wing, the three on the way, got it. Zach beating out here in the second half from three-point range.
He's hit three straight, three-point attempts.
Northwest down by one, 44-43. Across the timeline on the right side, Kretschmann takes it between the circles. Dribbles left with it. And we'll scoop the pass to Sangolo on the left wing. Out between the circles, Nelson looks on the right side, finds Williams. Wins to the free throw line as he drives. A little bump and a whistle and a foul coming up. This one will go on Northwest, and Matt Wallace, who picks up his first foul. Justin Pitts coming into the ball game. Wallace will go to the sideline. And a timeout. 12:04 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down by one, 44-43. Again, 12:04 left. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Bearcats with the ball, 44-43. They trail out front. Connor Kirker with the 3-1 going. The rebound pulled away by Prescott Williams for Morehead. He'll take it across midcourt from our left to our right. 11:35 left in the game. Now off the right side, Kretschmann. Free throw line left to Siebling. Takes the 60-foot jumper, one going. The rebound northwest. Woods across the timeline left. Off the left wing with the dribble to the top of the key. Cross-court right side, Kirker to the right wing, Pitts. Pitts dribbles into a double team, expires the dribble, goes cross-court left side, Woods. Again, northwest down by one, 44-43 through the lane. Woods has his dribble knocked away, and it is picked up by Sangolo, who then gets called for a double dribble. Just couldn't quite get hold of the ball coming out of that to what the steal, and the turnover gives it back to northwest. Cast down by one, 44-43, 11:07 left in the game. Snyder will inbound on the far side and gets the inbound to Pitts. Pitts dribbling out between the circles. Dribbles left side through the lane. Now finds baseline right side, Kozet underneath the bucket. Tries to lean back out. A little bit of a collision inside with Sievely, and a whistle coming up. And Sievely will pick up his fourth foul. Northwest down by one, 44-43, 10:54 left in the game. Grant Kozad to the line, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney. Grant in double figures tonight with 10 points. Shooting two, first one on the way good. Wallace into the game, and to the sideline goes Anthony Wood. Bingham back in for the Dragons as he takes the place of Aaron Lean. Game tied up at 44, and the Cats now have the lead by one as Kozad knocks down the second free throw. 45-44, Northwest in front of Minnesota State Morehead. Just under 11 minutes left in the game.
So far, 7 lead changes and 6 ties between these two teams.
Sangolo through the lane. Shot won't go on the right side as he's fouled going up with the shot. That was on Matt Wallace. That'll be number 2 on Wallace. 1-point Bearcat lead. At the line, Jigol Sangolo, 6'3 junior, getting out of Madison, Wisconsin. He's been held scoreless so far tonight. And the first of two free throws on the way. And good. Fred Doherty into the game now for Northwest as Kozad goes to the bench. Doherty at 6'7. Shows some quickness inside. Sangolo with his second free throw on the way and good. 46-45. Morehead in front of the Bearcats. Pitch across the timeline. Dribbles left side on Kretschmann. As Morehead in man-to-man. Left side, Doherty drives. Left-handed runner won't go. And the rebound in the lane, Nelson for Minnesota State Morehead. Another good luck in the bucket where the ball just didn't fall. Across the timeline, right side, Kretschmann. Tanner Kretschmann, a freshman out of Fargo. Top of the key. Looks left side, Nelson. Now the left wing, Sangolo. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back pedals, takes a jumper just inside the arc and knocks it down. His first field goal of the game. And it's now a 48-45 contest. Morehead in front. This after Northwest had taken a 45-44 lead. Gets Pitts scoreless last couple of possessions. Pitts out to the top of the key. Through the lane he goes. Drives. Left-handed shot off glass. No. And the rebound to Nelson and Morehead on the fast break. Right side pass thrown away. Intended for Kretschmann down that sideline. Right in front of the bench for Minnesota State Morehead. Couldn't catch up with it. Ball out of bounds. And a break in the action. 9:44 left in the game. Morehead 48. Northwest 45. Back to Bearcat Arena. Right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 9:44 left in the game. Northwest trailing Minnesota State Moorhead, 48-45. Moorhead has had the lead through just over 72% of this game. Been close throughout much of this ball game, but Minnesota State Moorhead with their largest lead has been 7. Northwest has had the lead on a couple occasions where they've led by 2. Right now, 48-45 game. Dragons in front of the Bearcats. Pitts into the front court. Finds Snyder left side. He'll take another three. This one off the front of the rim into the rebound. Put away by Reaver for Minnesota State Moorhead. In Northwest down by 3. Reaver across the timeline left side to the left wing. Singolo drives to the baseline. Out of a double team. Knocked loose by Wallace. Put a whistle coming up. And see, did Wallace get called for a kick here?
Yeah.
So Dragons will inbound in the far left corner. Reaver with the inbound. Goes out front left side for Bingham. Now up to the top of the key, Nelson. Looks left side, Reaver. Reaver through the lane. Looks to pass back to Bingham in the left corner. Takes the jumper, rims around and out of the rebound. Crooker for Northwest. Gives it up to Wallace, and he'll take it across the timeline. Looks right side, Crooker. Cats trying to run some offense here as they spread things out along the baseline. Now Crooker getting a screen. Nice pass, Williams to the bucket, off the glass, off Alice, knocks it down with the left hand. Connor Kirker in double figures with 10. Northwest down by 1, 48-47. Reaver into the front court in front of the scorer's table. Takes it to the top of the key, sets up, wants the long three between the circles, high bounce off the rim, and Doherty clears the rebound for the Cats. There's the right side, Wallace across the timeline. Slows things up. Dragons got back quickly on defense. Off the key, Kirker to the left side of the lane, to the left wing. Looks to pass out between the circles, Wallace. 8:20 left in the game, Northwest down by 1. Wallace to the free throw line. Finds baseline right, Kirker. Kirker to the right corner. Out front for Pitts. Shot clock's down to 6 seconds. Pitts with the dribble, knocked loose, picks it back up. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace to the left baseline. A runner with 2 on the shot clock. Runs around and out. The putback is good. Tip in inside by Doherty. Knocks it down with the left hand. And Northwest up by 1, 49-48. 7:56 left in the game. Across the timeline, Reaver drives on Pitts. Down the lane he goes. Into the left corner. Points and goal. Open to 3 is good. Knocks down the 3 from the far left corner. And it's a 51-49 lead for Moorhead. Wallace across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. To the free throw line. Looks left side. Finds Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench. Out of a double team. Finds left side Doherty. Drives the baseline. Lays it up and in. They found the open man out of a double team. Doherty on the baseline left. Drove to the bucket. And he's got 6 points. Ties the game up at 51. 7:16 left. Northwest and Moorhead tied up on the right side. Williams to the baseline through the lane up with a shot, and that was on a foul. That's going to go on Connor Crooker of Northwest. Robert Felder, one of the officials, to make the call.
Not much Crooker could do there. He was trying to back away from the play, just wasn't backing away fast enough.
Prescott Williams to the free throw line, a 6'4 senior of Akron, Ohio. He's got 2 points coming in the first half. His first trip to the line tonight knocks down his first free throw. Aaron Lean back in. Matt Nelson to the bench for head coach Chad Wathol of the Dragons.
Not exactly sure why this is a shooting foul. That bump came, well, I don't even know if he put the ball up around the rim, but it shouldn't have been a shooting foul.
And second free throw won't go. Rebound to Doherty and Northwest, and it's just the 6th team foul on Northwest. 52-51, Moorhead in front of Northwest. Pitts with it on the left side. Looks a little left for Doherty. Now back left, but as he does, bump and a foul here coming up on Moorhead. This will go on Reaver. Reaver gets called for his 3rd foul. Vaughn into the game, And Williams goes to the sideline for the Dragons. And this will get Brett Doherty to the line, 6'7 freshman out of Omaha. 6 points with four of those coming here in the second half. Trying to tie and put the Bearcats in front. Free throw off the front end of a 1-1 as the 18th foul and misses the free throw. Northwest remains down by one with 6:47 left. Up front right side, Singolo. Cross court pass stolen, picked up by Wallace. Breakaway the other way from our right to left. Misses the layup. Doherty falling on the play, gets the rebound, puts it back up, misses. Rebound, pinball is in the lane, finally controlled by Moorhead. Cats missed an opportunity. Reaver across the timeline to the right wing. Now on the right side for Vaughn. Vaughn back right side, drives to the bucket, and a whistle and a foul coming up.
You can kind of tell as Matt was taking it down the lane, he thought he was going to have a chance to maybe dunk one, and the defense caught up to him at the last minute.
And Wallace at the defensive end that picks up his third foul as this sends Tyler Vaughn to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Right-handed shooter misses too hard. Kozad into the game. Doherty goes to the sideline for Northwest. Northwest down by one, 52-51 with 6:26 left in the game. Second free throw by Vaughn on the way, rims in. 53-51. Dragons in front of the Bearcats. Justin Pitts across the timeline left side. 5'9 freshman dribbles to the top of the key. Left side pass, finds Snyder, trying to look inside, nothing there. They swing it back right side on the wing to Kirker. Penetrates into lane, kicks it back left side. Pitts on the wing, the three won't go. Too hard, rebound tipped by Kozad, will get called for a foul. Grant not happy about the call as he tapped the ball away, but gets called for a reach over, and that will be his third foul. Eighth team foul on Northwest. Grant picked up a couple early fouls, sat down for a while, but first foul since about the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Isaac Sievely goes to the free throw line, and front end of a 1-1 is good. Sievely now with 8 points this evening. 2 of 3 at the free throw line. He's playing with 4 fouls, picked up 3 very quick fouls to start this second half. Second free throw is good. 55-51, Moorhead lead over the Bearcats with 6:03 left. Connor Kirker out to the top of the key. Dribbles left side, pulls up, inside the arc, takes the jumper, shot blocked away, and is picked up inside by Sievely for Minnesota State Moorhead. Cast down by 4. Hopping across the line, Reaver looks into the line. His pass is tipped away by Snyder, picked up by Wallace. Here comes Northwest right to left. Wallace pulls up into the left corner for Pitts. Now he penetrates through the lane to the bucket on the right side. The fadeaway runner good. Justin Pitts with 5 points pulls Northwest within 2. 5.5 minutes left. Northwest Missouri stay down 55-53. Out front, Reaver through the lane into the right corner. Singolo back pedals, wants a 3 off the right side and knocks it down right in front of the Dragon bench. His second 3 of the game, and it's a 58-53 lead for the Dragons. Pitts across the timeline left side. Now to the free throw line. Looks right side Wallace. Bounce pass low right for Kozad. Tipped from behind by Sievely, and it's picked up by Singolo for the Dragons. Cross midcourt left side from our left to our right. Sets up, wants a 3 on the left wing. Rims out. Rebound Snyder for the Cats. Out it goes to Wallace. On the fast break. Wallace to the top of the key. Out front for Snyder. Sets up with the long 3 off the front of the rim. Rolls out and the rebound inside Singolo for the Dragons. 58-53. Moorhead in front of the Bearcats. 4:38 left. On the right wing, Singolo. Dribble to the top of the key. Right side on the wing. Goes for lane. Shot Noah and the rebound in the lane. Chased down by Vaughn. And he'll dribble out near the timeline with 4:24 left. Vaughn on the right side to the top of the key. Pulls up. Finds going to the bucket. Gets it to Sievely, who slams it down impressively with the right hand. And a timeout, Northwest. 4:16 left in the game. Moorhead 60, Northwest 53. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Minnesota State Moorhead on a 9-2 run right now. They lead the Northwest 60-53 with 4:16 left in the game.
Yeah, shooting woes for Northwest continue to plague them. I think most areas of the game they're playing fine, but still under 30% for the game shooting.
Northwest Premier right there, left. After the timeout, as Coach Ben McCollum want to stop a little bit of momentum that the Dragons have right now. Across the timeline goes Pitts to the top of the key. Through the lane he goes. The runner in the lane with the right hand. Good. Freshman knocks down a big bucket. Northwest down by five with 3:58 left. Reaver across the timeline on the left side. Dribbles left. Now back between the circles. Pulls up. Hooks the pass right side for Lean. A long three on the way. Good. Well, they're hitting some threes now. That gives Lean 16 points. 63-55. Moorhead in front of Northwest. 3.5 minutes left. Into the top. To the top of the key goes Pitts, left side Schneider. He wants a three, bump as he goes up with a shot, misses it, and the rebound inside, pulled away by Bond for the Dragons. And Northwest down 63-55, 3:17 left.
Moorhead was 0 of 7 on threes in the first half. They're 5 of 10 here in the second half.
Out between the circles, Bond. Now Reaver in front of the Dragon bench, deceivably high post. Out to the top of the key, Reaver once again. Back left side pass. They get it to Vaughn. Vaughn guarded by Wallace. Drives toward the left baseline. Cut off. Now finds Seavely up front left. A three on the way. Mongo rebound tipped high in the air. Controlled by Anthony Woods for Northwest. Nail race down the left sideline to the left wing. Now center step drive goes to Pitts left side in front of the Bearcat bench. He'll take it now through the lane. Pulls up inside. As he pulls up with the shot inside, ball knocked loose and a foul coming up against the Dragons. This will go on Jordan Reaver, and that'll be his fourth foul. And we got a break in the action here with 2:40 left in the game. Minnesota State Moorhead 63, Northwest 55. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 120 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. 63-55, Moorhead in front of Northwest, 2:40 left in the game. And going to the free throw line following the timeout will be Justin Pitts for the Bearcats.
And it's halftime in Wayne, Nebraska. Northern State with a 36-17 lead over the Northwest Missouri State women.
Both the Bearcat men's and women's team trailing here. Northwest on the men's side here, just 2:40 left. Need to change some momentum. They've got Justin Pitts going to the free throw line for the first time in his career as a Bearcat. Steps up to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1, knocks down the first one. He has 8 points. Northwest down 63-56. Another free throw on the way for the freshman from Blue Springs. It's good. He's hit some big buckets here in the second half. All of his points tonight coming in the second half. He's got 9 so far. 63-57, Northwest Missouri State down. Off of the right side. Ball knocked loose by Pitts. It's knocked out Singola's hands, but it's picked up by Moorhead on the left side. A three put up and good as Tyler Vaughn this time knocks down a three. That's his first of the game. 66-57, Moorhead in front of Northwest as the Dragons have hit some big threes here in the second half. Pitts out front left. He'll take the three, and it's good. And Pitts in double figures with 12 points and a timeout. A 6-point game, Northwest trailing Minnesota State Moorhead 66-60 to 11 left. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
2:11 left of the game. Northwest down by 6, 66-60 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Minnesota State Moorhead will inbound as they'll face full-court pressure now out of Northwest. Lane gets the inbound, finds Reaver. He's guarded by Pitts. A long pass at midcourt goes to Lane. Down to the front court left side for Vaughn. Vaughn double team. Finds left side of the lane, Lane. Lane guarded by Crooker now. Looks to pass out front left side as they try to work some clock on Northwest. 1:53 left of the game, 16 on the shot clock. Reaver out near the timeline in front of the scorer's table with the dribble right side. Takes it to the top of the key. To the free throw line, back pedals, takes a jumper just inside the arc. It rims around out. Rebound, Kozad. Good job by Kozad, blocking out inside. Clears it away. Woods to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes, into the right corner. Gets the pass for Kurth, who checked in during that timeout. Now they swing it back left side. Kirker, a three on the left side. Rims around out. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Moorhead. Well, it goes right side to Reaver as knocked to the floor and a foul. Coming up here with 1:24 left. Northwest down by six. This will go on the Bearcats' Anthony Woods, who picks up his third foul, ninth team foul on Northwest. Zach Snyder into the game, and Kurth will go to the sideline. Northwest has some pretty good shooters out on the floor right now with Kirker, Snyder, Woods out there, Kozad, and also Justin Pitts. Cats down by six. Reaver at the line. Reaver. First free throws of the night. Goes to the line and misses the front end of a 1-1. And the rebound pulled down by Northwest as Snyder will clear it away. Finds Woods. He'll take it across the timeline with 1:18 left. Pitts to the top of the key. To the lane. To the bucket. Off the left side. Layup won't go. He weaved his way through traffic but missed the layup. And the rebound to Minnesota State Moorhead. On the fast break right side, Singolo. Guarded by Kirker. And a whistle. And the foul coming up. Stopping the clock with 1:03 left in the game. Foul. On Northwest. Connor Kirker picks up his second foul, and this will send Singolo to the free throw line. He's 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Northwest down by 6. An even, and the free throw is good. 7-point game, Northwest trailing 67-60, 1:03 left in the game. Second free throw is good as well. Cast down by 8. They will inbound. Snyder gets the inbound to Pitts with just over a minute left. Pitts across the timeline. Dribble to the left wing. Free throw line. Through the lane he goes. Drives off the glass and good. Tough shot in traffic in the lane. Got it to fall and it's a 68-62 game. Northwest down. Full court pressure out of Northwest. Pitts trying to knock the ball loose and timeout as it was picked up by Reaver in the far corner in the backcourt. And Reaver calls a timeout with 50.5 seconds left. Northwest trailing Moorhead 68-62. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
68-62, Moorhead leading Northwest, 50.5 seconds left. Four-court pressure coming up for Northwest as Moorhead's Aaron Lean will inbound. He won't be able to run the baseline to get the inbound here as Cats will go into full court pressure and Lean holds it and gets the inbound on the right side. Picked up by Reaver and across the timeline right, a foul right in front of the scorer's table. Got the pass to Tyler Vaughn, who's fouled. Going to the line with 46.5 seconds left, and Northwest down 68-62. That foul on Northwest Anthony Woods. That's his fourth at the line. Tyler Vaughn to shoot two. First one misses too hard. Cats getting a few missed free throws here, but unable to take advantage of it at the other end.
Yeah, Moorhead for the game, 10 of 16 from the free throw line.
Kirk to the bench, and Snyder back in for Northwest.
They've missed a couple of key ones here in the last couple of minutes.
Second free throw is good as it rolls in. Vaughn with 9 points. He'll go to the sideline, and Sievely back in. 69-62, Moorhead with the lead over the Bearcats with 46.5 seconds left. Pitch to race across the timeline, drives on Singola through the lane, dishes low left side for Cozad off the glass, won't go, rebound tip loose, controlled by Williams, across the timeline, throws it away, it will go out of bounds, and they say it was tipped, so it will belong to Minnesota State Moorhead as they will inbound with 34.9 seconds left and a 69-62 lead. Lean to inbound, but before he does, Kurt in and Snyder to the bench. Aaron Lean, a sophomore from Moorhead, Minnesota, with the inbound. Gets it to Reaver. Now out front, and a foul. As Singola will pick up the foul, or will take the pass, and the foul will go to the free throw line. And that foul will go on Xavier Kurt. That will be his first. 69-62, Northwest down. 32 seconds left in the game. Singola at the line. Free throw on the way. Good.
It's going to be hard to get away from the misses in the paint tonight for Northwest. It really was the story for the Cats tonight.
They had some good looks throughout the entire game, really from the opening tip to just a moment ago. Singola back to the line. The knee bend and the free throw on the way is good. 71-62, Moorhead in front of Northwest. Fitz across the timeline, right side, takes it to the top of the key. Left side for Snyder, back to Fitz out front. Through the lane he goes, drives off the glass, won't go. Rebound tipped by Cozad, it won't go as well, and it was on the foul inside. Stopping the clock with 21 seconds left. And Northwest trailing 71-62. Snyder picked up the foul, that's his first. Going to stop the clock. At the line is Prescott Williams to shoot two for Minnesota State Moorhead.
Here's another sign it's been rough shooting for the Cats. Four turnovers for Northwest tonight. Took great care of the basketball. Yeah. They've taken 69 shots. I mean, that's, you can't ask for more than that offensively, except for more of those shots to go down.
At the free throw line, Prescott Williams drops down both free throws. Makes it a 73-62 lead for Moorhead. Fits through the lane to the bucket on the right side, off the glass, and it won't go. He's fouled, though, and gets to the free throw line. Yeah, you can't really fault the shot selection Northwest has had in this game. They just didn't fall.
No, I mean, so many of them, and they shot well from the outside. They were 9 of 23 from three-point range. That's a number you'd take on any given night, but it was just the shots in the paint that weren't going tonight.
Lean with the foul, his second at the free throw line. Fits misses, and we'll have another. 73-62, Northwest trails Moorhead with 16.2 seconds left. Second free throw is good, nothing but net. 15 points for Pitts, all coming in the second half. On the inbound, he commits the foul as they got a quick inbound to Reaver, and Pitts stops the clock with 14.2 seconds left. Northwest down by 10. Points, the largest lead of this game by Moorhead, coming just a few seconds ago. Reaver at the line to shoot two. Free throw is good. And back to the 11-point lead, the largest for the Dragons. And the free throw coming. And that one's up and in. 75-63. Minnesota State in front of Northwest. On the left side, Woods, a three. On the way, got it. Anthony Woods knocks down a three from the left wing. 75-66, Northwest down. Inbound comes to Lean, and he'll take it across the timeline as Coach Ben McCollum calls off the team and lets Minnesota State Moorhead dribble out the game, and Northwest will fall to 1-1 on the season after Moorhead defeats Northwest Missouri State tonight 75-66. We need to take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State loses tonight to Minnesota State Moorhead 75-66 to open up the season. The Cats go to 0-1, and Moorhead improves to 1-0 on the year. Matt, kind of a tough night for sports in Maryville.
Yeah, it is. The Spoofound football team down big in the third quarter at the half. I guess just starting the second half, they... Northwest women down 36-18, so they've still got time to hopefully make something up, but yeah, definitely has been a rough evening.
Northwest here loses 75-66. It's past 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, the Bearcats drop the season opener, losing to Minnesota State Moorhead 75-66. When we come back, we'll begin our postgame activities. That's all coming up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the Outdoor River Walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at ST Joe Nature Center. Info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
.75-66, Northwest Missouri State loses to Minnesota State Moorhead this evening here. It was a really close game to about the last minute and a half or so when Moorhead started to open things up just a little bit. Score not quite indicative how close things were tonight.
Yeah, Northwest had to foul there down the stretch to try to
get the clock stopped, and Moorhead started to knock some free throws down, so that extended it out a little bit. But for the most part, it was within a five-point game either way most of the way tonight.
Unfortunately, Northwest comes up short tonight. Again, 75-66, the final score. The Bearcats will be back in action tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock tip-off as Northwest will face Upper Iowa. Upper Iowa this evening defeated Fort Hays State in the opener of this weekend's activities. 86-83, the final score there. So a couple of close games here tonight. Northwest will face a very good Upper Iowa team tomorrow. We'll be back and have more for you on air postgame, including our extra effort award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State loses to Minnesota State Moorhead tonight, 75-66. The final score. Time now for extra effort. And Matt, newcomer into the Bearcat program tonight, came up big, especially in the second half, in Justin Pitts.
Yeah, it's definitely won't be his last extra effort award, because we're going to see a lot of good things out of Justin Pitts in his career. Led the team in scoring tonight, tied for the team lead in assists with three. Had a blocked shot tonight, one of two blocked shots for the Cats. Just played a good all-around game, not only coming out in his first game as a young guy, but playing at that point guard spot, which is a pretty critical spot on the basketball floor.
Guess it's safe to say he had a career high tonight with his 50 points.
Yeah, he may beat that somewhere along the lines, but for now, that's exactly it.
All right, again, our extra effort award winner, Justin Pitts, a 5'9 freshman out of Blue Springs, Missouri. Good debut for Justin. Unfortunately, Northwest Missouri State coming up short tonight, 75-66. The final score. We'll be back and have more for you on our postgame. That's coming up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances.
More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State drops a 75-66 decision to Minnesota State. More ahead as we look at some of the totals out of this one. For Northwest, shooting 31% from the field. They were 10 of 24 from three-point range, a good percentage there, but just 31% from the field, 13 of 34 coming in the second half. And at the free throw line, 11 of 13 in the second half, 75% for the game as he went 12 of 16 overall. But, again, it was just 31% from the field that really hurt Northwest tonight, especially first half. They were shot just 25%. In the first half, again, from the field. Rebounding totals, Northwest also out-rebounded tonight. Fairly substantial margin there. 47 rebounds for Morehead and just 35 for Northwest. And Morehead coming up with a total of 37 defensive boards out of this one here tonight. Morehead also shooting 47% from the field and 31% from three-point range. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Coach, really just kind of a tough shooting night for your team tonight.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that, 31%. You know, I felt like we had quite a few layups that we just missed. And I think you know, the difference was, you know, it almost looked like us last year playing against an inexperienced good team. You know, they expose so many things that if you make one mistake on them, they're going to expose you, and they did a good job of that. Our team, I thought we played well. I got to go back and see the tape. I thought defensively we played well. I thought offensively we got pretty good shots for the most part. I thought we rushed them. I thought some of them we just kind of slinged up there as opposed to going in and finishing strong. But again, all that stuff comes with experience, we don't have a lot of that, and so, you know, we're going to have to grow up quick.
I thought one total just because of some of the mid shots. You see Morehead out-rebounding you tonight.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's because we missed so many shots. I felt like on the boards we were okay other than giving up 10-0 boards. That's kind of deceiving when you see somebody beat you on the boards. A lot of that's we missed so many shots. We never turned it over, Yeah, naturally they out-rebounded us. But I didn't think that was a problem. I thought just the massive amounts of missed layups. I mean, every possession it was like, oh, man, missed layup, missed layup, missed layup, missed layup. And then you call play and you get a wide-open layup, you miss it. And it's like, oh, boy. Again, and I told my guys this, I thought they played well. I did. It's what happens with a young team.
And one of those areas where you look at a stat that kind of shows you play pretty well, I think, too, just four turnovers for the game with a team where you got a lot of new faces out there.
Took care of the basketball, probably should have turned it over more, trying to do more things. That might have been the problem. Maybe we took too quick of shots. I don't know. There's probably a variety of issues that went on, and we've just got to be better. We got to be better tomorrow because Upper Iowa is an excellent basketball team as well.
And again, you're opened up with a good team out of Morehead tonight.
Oh, yeah. They're senior-led, senior-dominated, and got everybody back from last season. And Yeah, they're a good basketball team. That's what happens when you play seniors with freshmen.
When you look at tomorrow, Upper Iowa team that defeated Fort A State tonight, 86-83, and of course we know a lot about Fort A State out of the MIAA and the quality program that is, so a big win for Upper Iowa today.
Yeah, they had a good win, and we're going to have to be ready for them tomorrow. You know, they're going to kind of do much of the same things, where they're just going to run around, shoot threes, and got to be able to defend it, and then you got to be able to get them off the offensive glass.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up after a 75-66 loss to Minnesota State. More Ed, that back to wrap up our broadcast right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfeldt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Well, as we wrap things up tonight, Northwest Missouri State loses to Minnesota State Moorhead 75-66. And back in action tomorrow as Northwest will face Upper Iowa at 5 o'clock while that broadcast right around 4:40 with their pregame tomorrow afternoon following Bearcat football. So tough night tonight for the Northwest men. Northwest women currently in action in Wayne, Nebraska, as they face a tough opponent out of Northern State.
And similar right now to kind of what we saw in the men's game where they were struggling from the field. The percentage is starting to come up as the second half goes on, something that we saw out of the men tonight. But right now the Northwest women trailing 56-33 with 9:21 to play in that game in Wayne, Nebraska.
And you can hear that game on KXCV.org if you want to switch over to our internet feed here following our broadcast this evening. And up next for Northwest, again, Upper Iowa on basketball. Tomorrow we've got football beginning at noon with Bearcat Game Day before the 1 o'clock kickoff as Northwest faces Washburn. As the week started out, we're planning to have a little road trip down to Kansas City for tomorrow, but of course that changed and we've got a home game.
Now it's a short road trip.
That's right.
Littler road trip, but yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's something that's going to benefit Northwest as they've got a lot to play for tomorrow. And, you know, those guys have all played at Arrowhead, so shouldn't be disappointed. They just want to get another piece of a conference championship, and they can do that tomorrow.
All right, so a long day tomorrow, and a good chance for Bearcat sports fans to take in some football and then take in some basketball to conclude their day.
Get some good sleep tonight.
That's right. That's right. Again, our final score here this evening, the Northwest Missouri State men lose to Minnesota State Moorhead 75-66. Northwest 0-1, while Minnesota State Moorhead improves to 1-0. Bearcats will face Upper Iowa, a team that defeated Fort Hays State tonight, 86-83. 5 o'clock tip-off time, we'll have the broadcast beginning at 4:40, right after Bearcat football tomorrow. as Northwest faces Washburn. On the air at noon with our Bearcat game day pregame. 1 o'clock is kickoff time. Also, don't forget more women's basketball on KXCV.org tomorrow as well with a 4 o'clock tip-off as they face Wayne State. That on our website at KXCV.org tomorrow afternoon. So a lot coming up tomorrow with Bearcat Sports, and you can catch it all on the Bearcat Radio Network. Our thanks to Matt Gorder and also Ben Nola engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.